Theresa May's latest speech on Brexit last week didn't exactly inspire people. A lot of vagueness, think about the detail of Brexit. But one close observer believes Theresa May does have a Brexit plan ready for the UK once they leave the EU. Ir Taoiseach, Bertie Ahern, you seem to be taking a more optimistic view in relation to Theresa May. You think she may have a plan and she's withholding it for tactical reasons.
Well, I think my view is that her speech the other day, I mean, she's trying to spell out as much detail as she can. But in any set of negotiations, you're not going to show your full hand. But in the Lancaster House speech and in the Florence speech, I thought there were very vague. There were a set of aspirations, not many objectives in it, and not much of a negotiating hand. I thought the other day, in fairness, and I've been very critical of her, but I thought in fairness she was spelling out at least some of the details that she was looking for, some of the kind of reciprocal arrangements that she thought might work. So I think it would be unreasonable for anyone who's been following this, and I have been following for the last few years, to say that that wasn't at least an attempt to spell things out. That's not to say I wouldn't be critical of aspects of it, but I think as a broad principle, I'd have to say that.
Do you think to a degree she's engaging in a softening up exercise in terms of British public opinion, and even a softening up exercise in relation to the Brexiteers in her party? Because this is obviously going to be very complex, and she has to take, I suppose, one step at a time to bring them along.
Well, I think that could be true. But the other day, I felt that she went into huge detail on explaining for the first time just how complex Brexit is, how many things are affected. Now, whether that is her doing that to her party or to the public, or whether she's beginning to realise it herself, I think there's a bit of all of those true. I think the British establishment, the British government, are beginning to listen to some of their people who are working in the Brexit department of just how difficult this is. And she did do a good job the other day of showing how complex it is.
So in your view, she gets how difficult it's going to be to come up with a solution. It's maybe people in her party that don't do that, and she has to be very careful to bring them along with her.
Yeah, I think that's true, Shane. I think they now have looked across the range of everything that comprises pulling out of the single market, pulling out of the customs union. And they've obviously looked at the Norway agreement, because they keep referring to it, and they've looked at the Canadian agreement. They don't like either of them, but they see things in both of them that they could live with. Now, that's to take it in general. I still worry about the British game as far as the border is concerned. And this is my sole reason. I mean, it's a complex issue, as we all know. But what worries me is, what she ruled out the other day was the very agreement that she agreed on the 15th of December, if we can't get a comprehensive agreement. Now, that has to be a worry, because in that is what she did. She said that the third part, which has now become known as ABC, she agreed to the C part, but when she saw the legal text or legal people saw the legal text, you know, she said she's not prepared to do that because it would break the precious union. First time I heard the union being called the precious union. But anyway, I think it is a worry that they have effectively, in my reading of it, pulled away from the 15th of December agreement and said, oh, listen, we have to make sure we find a solution in the A and the B.
And just to be clear, by option C, you mean the idea of invisible electronic checks, pre-customs clearance for major businesses, waivers for small business, that option?
Yeah, I mean, all this has happened on the 15th of December agreement. And what she ruled out the other day was that agreement was put into legal language, a legal text. There was no change in it. So she agreed it on the 15th, my reading of it, she agreed it on the 15th of December. She ruled it out on Friday. And then went on to say, OK, as we all do, we all hope that they find an agreement with the A and the B. But I'm worried about the fact that she pulled away from it. Now, listen, the main thrust should be to get an agreement. And I think with the European Union, Ireland being a member, not a sole negotiator, and we shouldn't allow that position to be pushed. It's Barnier's team are the key negotiators. But I can see what the British are. Spent enough of their time watching them and negotiating with them. And, you know, as friendly as I was with them, they are trying to push this out until they get the draft trade agreement before they make a deal with us. And that's what the game is.
Very finally, look, you know a thing or two about negotiating. I think everyone will accept that. And your point about the tactics being used by the British is very interesting and maybe something we haven't given enough credit to. And notwithstanding the caveats you've put there as well, are you still reasonably optimistic a compromise can be hammered out that's suitable to all parties and will avoid a hard border?
Yes, I am, Shane. I don't think it's beyond the negotiators to find a way that a customs agreement and something that doesn't pull us totally away from the single market can be got on the island of Ireland. I mean, if you paraphrase where the British Prime Minister is now, she's saying, we're open to a technological arrangement for 20%, and we're open for what I called a long time ago and a bit of a blind eye for the 80%. That seems to be where she's at. But we have to try in the negotiations as part of the EU to make sure that the final agreement is as close to the customs union, as close to the single market, as makes very little difference to us. And I don't think she's 100 miles away from that either.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Taoiseach, Bertie Ahern, thanks indeed for joining us.